The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
2 seconds, that's how long it takes DarkTrace's Antigena to detect the earliest threats to cyber threats. The company was founded in 2013 by mathematicians and cyber operation experts, and it uses artificial intelligence to fight cybercrime. Last Thursday, it raised $50 million in Series E funding, bringing its valuation to $165, further cementing its status as a unicorn. Joining us live in our studio, Managing Director for DarkTrace Asia Pacific, Sanjay Arora. Welcome. Congratulations on your latest round of funding. Tell us a little bit more about how exactly DarkTrace uses AI to track the cyber threats, the roots of it.
Thank you very much for having me here. And yes, it's exciting times for our company. DarkTrace was established 5 years ago, and our fundamental offering is the enterprise immune system. It uses artificial intelligence to understand what's normal and to be able to detect those subtle changes that are happening in the network and to be able to autonomously respond. So pretty much like the human immune system, the way it works is it understands what's happening, the subtle indicators which the human nature I can't detect, which the security teams can't detect. Our AI-led approach understands what's wrong and immediately takes a measured approach under 2 seconds to mitigate that risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, how does Antigena use detect threats in just 2 seconds? How does it work?
So the way it works, it lives within the organization. It learns what's normal, what's abnormal, what servers are doing, what IoT devices are doing, what cloud information is happening. Anything that it observes which is not normal, it understands, hey, I've not seen this server do this activity before. I've not seen this data move from A server to B server before. And Antigena takes an autonomous decision to disrupt that communication, to make a measured action. Rest of the business doesn't even know what happened, but Antigena decides based on what it has learned. So it is not a static piece of information. It is learning throughout, and it's able to then take a measured, intelligent decision autonomously.
I love the medical analogy, you know, that it sort of monitors the body like an immune system would. How does it learn what homeostasis is, what normal is?
So it uses mathematics and artificial intelligence, where we understand from the traffic what's happening in the network. Who are the people? Who are the devices? What do they communicate with? And it establishes what we call a pattern of life. And it's a dynamic pattern of life. Organizations change. People come, people go. They merge. So that's the pattern of life. So that's once it understands the pattern of life, anything changes. So if you look at a breach, big or small, and every time a breach is analyzed, people say, oh, that was the adversary was there for 7 weeks, for 7 months. There were leading indicators in the network, which again evaded current systems and approaches. That pattern of life got changed. With autonomous response capability from DarkTrace, those leading indicators are detected and action is taken on a precise manner, which earlier was not possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, your clients cover a range of sectors from airports to museums, financial institutions. What is the difference in how companies from different sectors should approach cybersecurity?
Thanks for asking this, because we are very passionate about this topic. DarkTrace, and in Asia Pac, there are 1,200 networks where we have deployed. The largest of the large, the smallest of the small, the leading banks, the telcos, the obvious early adopters, and the very small companies. Punuat, for example, a bakery out of Jurong, they are using artificial intelligence on a daily basis to prevent cybercrime in their organization. United World College of Southeast Asia, a school, they have deployed artificial intelligence on a daily basis, they use it. So we are very proud that we brought AI as a mainstream technology for a variety of companies across a variety of industries, all sizes.
DarkTrace, by the way, has raised $50 million in Series E funding. That brings its valuation to $1.65 billion, cementing its status as a unicorn. Sanjay Arora is our guest today. He's Managing Director for DarkTrace Asia Pacific. Sanjay, how exactly has DarkTrace brought value to businesses?
So DarkTrace has really made artificial intelligence within reach of all sizes of businesses, right? Cyber defense or cybersecurity, as we all know, it is a difficult problem. No organization, big or small, is benign. No country, big or small, is benign. DarkTrace has allowed organizations of all sizes and their security teams to embrace and adopt artificial intelligence in a very easy manner and stay a step ahead of the adversaries in their fight against cybercrime. And we are very proud of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as we're becoming increasingly cashless in our society, what do you think should be done to step up security in our transactions?
Yeah, I mean, whether we are going cashless, and then we talk about IoTs. I just saw a smart fridge in the studios.
Yes.
You know, the moment you look at the way our networks are, that smart fridge, by the way, is on the network.
Mm.
So whether it's a cashless payment counter or an IoT, the fundamental is, do we know what is happening on our network? And that poses a different way of thinking. And that's, again, going back to why organizations need a new way of using artificial intelligence to augment their security teams to get better visibility on all parts of the organization.
Got that. Sanjay, we'd love to hear your take on trends that you are observing in Asia-Pacific cybersecurity landscape.
So it's ever-changing. I think one mistake we always make in the cybersecurity field is to say, this happened, so this might happen. Whereas lessons have been learned that what happened versus what's going to happen, they are completely different. So you need your technology stack, you need your security teams to be always anticipating the unknown. So the unknown is the reality. That's number one. What we are seeing, of course, is ransomware. Right? There has been a little bit lull in ransomware. And I think we suspect, and I'm not an alarmist, but we suspect there could be something more or something bigger coming in that direction. One area that I've seen happen quite often, especially in Asia, is points of entry are changing. You know, things like smart coffee machines, things like CCTV cameras, things like video conference machines, they become more vulnerable points of entry because there are no security teams or tools that are focused on everything on the network.
Mm.
So adversaries are using these as points of entry. Another thing we are observing is adversaries using compute resources for doing cryptojacking. So the Bitcoin mining, of course, now it's gone a little bit haywire, but Bitcoin mining was extremely hard. And without the knowledge of companies, adversaries use compute resources to mine for Bitcoin. So these are the kind of threats we are observing. On the other hand, then I always mention about the naive employees in a network where they bring in insider threat, you know, people using VPN, people using Dropbox, people using things that they are not supposed to use, mm-hmm. bringing in devices that are not supposed to bring in, thinking, oh, that's just a naive thing to do. It won't really cause a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Those things actually are the entry points of the big breaches that you read in the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, using technology and having visibility and being able to autonomously respond to those naive acts early is the key.
Okay. Well, you just raised $50 million in a Series E funding. So tell us what you want to do with the money.
We are still in a very high growth phase. You know, we in Asia Pac, we are a 5-year-old story worldwide, 5-year young story worldwide, and a 3-year story in Asia Pac. In Asia now, from one person, we are 120 people, 13 offices, 1,200 deployments. I'm excited to report that we've just moved to a new office in Singapore, triple the size. Singapore serves as the APAC headquarter. So we will continue to invest in emerging and new markets as well as in the existing markets. So that's the plan. Continue to invest more. The demand is growing exponentially, and it is a testament to the acceptance of the enterprise immune system approach that we launched 5 years ago.
Unicorn, Darktrace. We've been finding out more from Sanjay Arora, Managing Director for Darktrace Asia Pacific. Thank you so much for being here.